Hi, this is a dictation for patient Dequez Reed, DEQUEZ READ. Dequez Reed, date of service is 4/12/2022, and date of accident is 1/18/2022. And date of accident is 1/18/2022. Mr. Dequez Reed is a is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was a victim of a automobile accident on 1/18/2022 as T-bone on the passenger side. No, he their car T-boned the other car, and he was a front seat passenger. His girlfriend was driving. Apparently, he has mild headaches, and he reported pain in the shoulder, right shoulder, and lower back. Currently, the headaches are minimal, 4 to 5, less often. And he reports that physical therapy, chiropractic is helping 50%. And at this time, his mood is good. No anxiety, panic is reported, and lower back pain is also improving. It's around between 6 and 7. There's no radiation of the pain is reported. And the patient reports 10% relief overall or more. ADLs are affected in the area of sleep 9. The enjoyment of life is 8 and work is 7. The general activity and walking ability is affected 6. System review. In neurology and psych patient reports headaches, dizziness, vertigo, fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, and denies any double vision disturbance, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of concentration, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and shoulder pain with clicking and grinding of the right shoulder. In the GI patient, has a history of nausea but no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI patient, has no incontinence of the urine, fatigue, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there is a improvement in the pain and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana, and compliance to the pain medication regimen is reported, yes. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 131 over 100, pulse ox is 68, pulse ox is 97. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 3/11/2022, dictation number 0312-061. Plan of care is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day, melatonin 10 at night, and L-level 50 milligram at night for help with the headaches, pain, and all the symptoms. He is currently disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation, and case management at his request. Physical therapy 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, MRIs have been reviewed, all the options. Surgical injection treatment and non-operative injection treatment have been discussed at length. Patient is advised that he has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Compressing the thecal sac and injection treatment finally might help further with the cortisone. At this time, patient is stable. He will let us know in the next visit when we meet to further go ahead with the invasive therapy. Thank you.